Watch out for people who take your eyes off of Jesus, was Paul's caution in his letter to the Romans in chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Real happiness in our lives comes in the way we respond to the best and the worst that happens to us. There are a variety of ways that I can keep my eyes on Jesus who can instruct me in correct responses. Let me share one with you today. Has a thought ever occurred to you that if you're concerning yourself with Jesus being the center of your life, you should make note of the qualities he really values? Open your Bible there to Matthew 5, verses 3 through 11. There you'll see it's quite plain what he thought was significant. Why don't you jot those down? Did we come up with similar traits? Humility, compassion, gentleness, a hunger and thirst for righteousness, mercifulness, purity, peaceableness, courage, blamelessness. This gives us something to shoot at, doesn't it? The Bible tells us that we have another excellent teacher, the Holy Spirit. Turn there in your Bible to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, and see what his control adds to the qualities we should display. This gives us a few more to add to our list. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. You could draw a circle and write the name of Jesus in it. Then place around that circle these qualities. In an even wider circle now, list the relationship you encounter every day, such as communication in your marriage, your discipline of the children, achievement in your occupation, management of your budget, encouragement of other Christians, and so forth. Successful achievement in these essential daily relationships is directly related to our development of Christ's attributes. So I suggest you take some time at the end of the day to draw the experiences you've had in the various relationships through one or more of these qualities to see if God was pleased and you're directly relating to Jesus in your response, or if you encountered a difficulty which plainly said you need to work on this quality. The more insights we gain through the things that happen to us, the more understanding we will have for Christ's likeness in all our associations. Here are some examples of taking your day's encounters through the qualities. Did I speed today, trying to get to the study on time, of course? That activity is a rebuke to my faithfulness to the law of the land and my obedience to the law of God. Was I late for an appointment or perhaps for a meal? This could be a reminder of my pride, wanting to do things in my own time. What that says really is that my time is more important than the other people, and therefore they can wait on me. This awareness will cause me to pray for humility. Why did I allow someone to believe a false impression he has of me? Well, perhaps because down deep where I'm motivated, I must care more about the popularity of people than the purity of motive. God can change that, though. In a word, doesn't the gospel say to every one of us, you don't have to stay as you are. You can change. At the same time, I do not have to be controlled by the devil, who incidentally is not out just to goof me up or trip me up a bit. He's out to eat me up and throw me on the scrap heap and demolish me. You remember 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Our hearts do burn to have the God of 1 Corinthians 10:13 make a way of escape for us when we are tempted to exhibit anything less than the qualities that matter to him and that the Holy Spirit says are ours.